Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Zisk moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Garr reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur bunts towards the mound. Kravec fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verizer moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground that hits Zisk. Zisk is out and Gamble is safe at first. There goes Zisk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing right field. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soderholm moves to third. Essien moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Essien moves to third. Garr moves to second. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to home to get Essien. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski bunts towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to third for the out. Wackenfuss moves to second. One out. Laron Lagro now pitching. Ben Oglavy pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gamble strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Orta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Royal Stillman. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gamble hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing right field. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.